forms of life.
Ahmadinejad says he's ready to discuss the nuclear issue. Yeah, right, whatever. Wasn't there a way to stomp him out? Oh, if only. Meanwhile, the Pope is saying something different. He's saying his visit to England was a huge success. But what about all those protests? They had to roll out the Pope-mobile. It kind of looks like a mini Batmobile, but it has a big glass case. And there were people that tried to pick the Pope off when he was there speaking in England. Gold hit a massive record once again. And why? Because investors are worried. They're seeing what's happening around them. What's safe? The weakened dollar? What's going to happen with the do-re-mi here in this country? What's happening abroad? So gold has just been a phenomenal investment for a lot of people, especially, I know I've said this a couple times, if you had bought it a couple of years ago when it was like a song, you would have made, you know, double, triple your profits for sure. All right, my name is Kate Delaney, and this show is America Tonight. As you can tell, we are all over the map. That's the way we like it. It's water cooler buzz, the best that the overnights have to offer, and we hope you'll spread the word as more people are starting to jump on board. We're trying to slay the big boys. We've got some big dragons out there. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, that's the number to jingle if you want to throw in your 2 cents. Right here from the get-go, lately the president has had to duck and run for cover when it comes to what people are saying to him at some of these public events, like he did a town hall. And he, of course, was inviting that for people to ask questions, but there was one woman that stood up and said, "Listen, I'm tired of waiting. When's it going to happen? I'm exhausted in defending you. I'm getting creamed here, and so are many other people. What are you going to do about the economy?" And he didn't have much to say other than, "We know it's tough. It's going to take time to turn it around and whatnot." Then there was a guy who stood up and said, "I believe in you. I believed in you when you were running. I voted for you, but I'm worried because I can't even afford the interest on my law school loans. When is it going to turn around? What are you going to do? It's really becoming tough to keep hearing the same things over and over and over again." So here's what the Prez had to say. And like I said, it's kind of a smattering of things. He's talking about not the next election and the next generation and moving forward. Here's what he said.
"I'm thinking about the next generation, and there are a lot of folks out there who are thinking about the next election. If I were making decisions based on November, then I wouldn't have done some of the things that I did because I knew they weren't popular, but they were the right thing to do. And that's why I'm not popular."
They weren't popular. There's some things that he's done lately to try to rear that back in, to draw that back in, because of the concern over what's going to happen with the Democrats. Izzy is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
"Hi, Kate. How are you?"
"I'm good. How about you?"
"You just had to play that tape before."
"On purpose. We want to hear what you have to say."
"He's a liar."
"Yeah.
He does everything with purpose as he is told to do it. But that's not what I call to complain about."
"Uh-huh."
"Don't ask, don't tell."
"Mm-hmm."
"Little term called rule and order in the military. You want to destroy rule and order, you will take away don't ask, don't tell. It is the wrong thing to do, and the vast majority of all military personnel do not want don't ask, don't tell removed. They do not want it removed. And I know this because I speak to so many military people, and I communicate literally with at least 10 adopted troops a month."
"That's
good." "I belong to a group that I not only write to them, but I send care packages."
"Oh."
"And I get a lot of feedback, plus of my own children. My sons are in the military."
"Right,
so
I remember that."
"We do not remove, don't ask, don't tell, because you will destroy rule and order. Guaranteed."
"I don't understand. You know what, this is a good discussion to have with you. I don't understand. I get it. I mean, I get it that, you know, why it was instituted in the first place, like you're saying. So why, because there have been a couple of people that have had problems, it's like, oh, this is bad because they can't admit they can't be free to be who they are. But like you said, it's different with the military, with what you have to be able to do to be in the military. So if it, for so many others, it was working, why, I don't understand. I don't understand why it's the most, it's the awful, terrible thing to have hanging over the military. I don't get it.
Well, part of it is people will be people no matter who you are, even male and female together.
Right.
And when you're out in a war zone, you don't have a lot of privacy. Actually, when you're in a barracks, you don't have a lot of privacy.
Right, right.
You're in gang showers. And it becomes really disconcerting, and it's happened to more than just a couple, where, and more predominantly with gay men than with lesbian women. But trust me, there have been more than one passes made by gay men toward heterosexual men, assuming, you know, they mistakenly assumed they were also gay for whatever reason. And it's just not, I mean, when you're in the military, you have to have a strict code of discipline and conduct. And if you take away don't ask, don't tell, you're going to diminish both your conduct and your character, as far as I'm concerned. Because, face it, we have far more males in the military, and those males that are not wanting don't ask, don't tell removed, I'm sorry, they get the majority of the votes on this one, because a lot of them are career military. They are giving up their entire lives to serve this country. By choice, I might add.
Right.
However, they are doing it. And they don't want that rule and order disturbed, because you cannot effectively run a military. It's not like running a civilian organization.
Right, right.
Not even close. But I got to tell real quick, Matt, shame on you. Shame on you for playing dumb. Let me tell you, the ones that played dumb with me when I was still a cop are the first ones I gave the ticket to.
I love it.
And when I was, truly, if somebody was honest with me, I would let them go if they weren't speeding too terribly bad.
Right.
But it's those that played dumb, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Now, do I have stupid on my forehead? And I just, when I say that, I'm like, bad boy.
I love it. I love it that you scolded Matt. That is awesome, Izzy. This was the best phone call ever. Thank you for calling us. That was terrific. How about some applause? Woo-hoo, Izzy. Laying it down on Matt, giving him some tracks. Yeah, absolutely. My brother-in-law, who's a cop, says the same thing. He does say that. He said the people that he doesn't really want to bust people for speeding, it would have to be really an atrocious amount that they're over. And he poo-poos the whole thing about quotas, but of course you get the arguments that yes, there are quotas and blah, blah, blah. And he says at least where he's a cop, that's not really true. Of course, if he never wrote any tickets, then they would question him. So that's where that comes into play. Are you heard what, Izzy had to say about the military, don't ask, don't tell, that whole language. And here's the deal. It's not really clear whether Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, has the 60 votes needed to start that debate on the bill, which would include that repeal of the ban on gays and lesbians serving openly in the military. We've talked about this previously on ATN. It's been a while. But we've talked about what would happen, and there were people that talked to us on the air from the military that didn't care if they were that they would be in battle with somebody or be in the barracks with somebody who was gay, but that it was better if it wasn't so overtly out there, even if people suspected it or even kind of knew it, they thought it was better. There were a few on the other side, but most, I have to say, and to be honest, most of them were, I don't think it should be repealed for some pretty obvious reasons. You might disagree, or you might think that it should stand. 800-259-5791, meet you on the flip side.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
Don't ask, don't tell. Maybe they start debating later this week, but as of right now, they don't have enough votes. They're not sure if they have enough votes to start to start that vote. It's not looking that way anyway. On the policy, Republicans, their main objection is the one of politics, of course. Mitch McConnell and others feel that Harry Reid is calling up the Democratic campaign issues on purpose and forcing Republicans to vote against them to make it hurry up and rush to try to say, listen, look what they're doing. They won't vote on this one. They won't do this. And that's just like that immigration thing, the DREAM Act, which would be thrown into the defense bill that would give young illegal immigrants a path to citizenship. And so the Republicans say this is like, you know, putting in some new pages on purpose. It's politics and maneuvering for the midterm election. So as it stands right now, don't ask, don't tell. Probably gets debated by the end of the week, but it's not quite there yet. This is interesting. There was a big story, and I don't even know if we talked about it. It's funny, Izzy was just on, and she sent an email that mentioned it. There was a big story that broke about Michelle Obama. And Michelle Obama talking about how much she hated being the First Lady of the United States. So that kind of made the rounds. You can imagine what the reaction to that was like. Oh, really? You hate being the First Lady? And there were probably some places where it got a lot of attention, because it was kind of a weird headline where you have the Prime Minister of France, you've got his wife saying that Michelle Obama, you know, in their conversation said that it was like hellish to have that position of being the First Lady. Now Carla Bruni, who's a former model, was on a CNN show. They got an exclusive with her, and she had an explanation for it and said it was just totally nonsense and not true whatsoever. So listen to what she had to say.
Of course, Michelle Obama never said such a thing. I'm happy to tell you very frankly that this is not a notarized book. Mm-hmm. No one, not only one book that came out about me was authorized. I never read the book, I never knew about the book, but I do live in France. And France is a free country where anyone can, you know, fantasize and print it. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I could do something legal. But first of all, it gives a lot of publicity to all those books. And second of all, it's not in my principle. You know, I'm a Democrat. I believe that everyone is allowed to say and write and say what I want. But I'm happy to disassociate myself, not only from that book, from all books. And of course, Mrs. Obama never said such a thing.
All right, so she's saying, hey, that's not true. That's a bunch of nonsense. What, she's right about that. It came out of an unauthorized biography about her and was put in there. And you heard her say wouldn't make any sense to take action on it because then it just gets them more attention. So why bother? So I just say, much ado about nothing. Yeah, that's it, you know. Speaking of Chicago, in a way, how about this story? A 22-year-old guy who spoke of wanting to kill the Chicago mayor was charged by the feds with plotting to detonate a bomb near Wrigley Field, which, of course, is where the Cubs play. Sammy Samir Hussain blamed Daley, the former, well, soon-to-be former mayor of Chicago, for weakening the city's security and planned to use the attack to drive him from office. Ooh, how about that? He was picked up just a day ago by a joint terrorism task force, and he had a couple of other things he said he was going to do. He wanted to transform the city. He was going to kill as many people as he could by planting an explosive device in a neighborhood full of bars, clubs, and restaurants. He's a Lebanese citizen living legally in Chicago. So now they've charged him with attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction with trying to destroy real property using an explosive. The first charge would be life in prison, and the second, a smaller term than that, but I think they have a lot of evidence on him, and I don't think it's a question of probably what will happen here. And the man that I mentioned, Hussain, was wearing an orange jumpsuit the last that they saw him in Chicago, and he was right before a judge, and he had his public defender with him, and he didn't have to enter a plea. He told the court he's going to hire a private lawyer for whatever that's worth, and he was remanded to the federal marshals after that. You know, it's creepy about it. It's like we keep talking about these sleeper cells. So he was going to plant the bomb in a trash can south of Wrigley Field at about 12 midnight, and he was picked up then, and that apparently that's what he was going to do. He had the thing in a backpack. He had it set for 20 minutes, so if they weren't tailing him, didn't know about him, he could have exploded it. And Wrigleyville, if anybody's ever been to Chicago or seen a Cubs game, which is a really cool thing to do, of course, is very close, and you would definitely be able to do some damage, whether people are sleeping or people are milling about or whatever. He would have definitely hit some people and caused some chaos. There's no question about it. So we go from the another plot being thwarted and more worry about the terrorists among us to this crazy thing. For all of you listening in Kentucky, you know where Newport is. The lawyer for a Kentucky man who's accused of strangling his wife argued at trial on Monday that excessive caffeine from sodas, energy drinks, in fact, and even diet pills left him so sleep-deprived and mentally unstable that he falsely confessed to killing his wife. So in the opening statements at the murder trial of this guy, Woody Will Smith, they're arguing he didn't really kill his wife, his 28-year-old wife, and it's because of the high stress that he was prompted to make the statements by all the caffeine and the lack of sleep. He was altered. He was altered. That's why he did it. However, the DNA evidence taken from the victim's fingerprints tell a fingernail points away from something completely different. And it shows that something was going on because he attacked his wife during a fight, then strangled her with an extension cord. So it wasn't a phantom ghost. They're literally trying to pin this on insanity thanks to caffeine intoxication. This is very unusual, but there was once before, at least that we know of, that a man tried to do that. In 2009, a guy was charged with running down and injuring two people with a car in Washington, and it actually cleared him of the charges because somebody testified, a professor testified from Johns Hopkins, that there is a thing called caffeine intoxication. So you get nervous, excited, you have insomnia, you have rambling speech, and that's what it's about. And really, what the real story is, he found out his wife was having an affair with a coworker, and that pushed him to the caffeine because he was afraid that the wife was going to leave him and take the kids. So give me a break. I mean, if he doesn't matter what happened, if he attacked her and then strangled her with a cord, that would be crazy if he gets off with the so-called energy drinks defense. Caffeine consumption. Anybody else think that's a little bit twisted out there? I'm going to say that's very, very twisted. But, you know, it worked for one guy who's to say you just never know, right? I think it's more about the affair and getting his adrenaline to crazy levels because of that. And the worry that she was going to leave him. Stay tuned. Much more to come your way next here on ATN.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at diabetichealthsolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at diabetichealthsolution.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Genesis.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep.
Coming up in our very last segment of this hour of America Tonight, we have another version of We Can Count, and included in this We Can Count is the top 10 richest people on the Hill. Yeah, I know you're dying to find out who that is. Yeah, they always print lists of movie stars who make $1 trillion and what musicians have made, or the Facebook guy made, or this boy wonder made, whatever. And I think it's interesting because politicians, as much as it's there for the taking unless they won't allow their finances to be shown, but technically they have to, right? So it's easy to find out. But politicians really don't want to talk about that. When they're walking around with some big dollars in their pockets, they don't like that, especially now with the last segment I was talking about, the middle class feeling that squeeze, that heat, so much so that every place the president goes, that's what he's hearing from people. If he's trying to push for candidates, and that's what he was doing, actually. He went to Pennsylvania on Monday to try to raise the roof for some money for the Democratic Senate candidate, Joe Sestak, who's in a tight race for a seat that's really a must-win for the Democrats. So he slogged the miles which is pretty close, actually, in Air Force One to get there. But what he was bombarded with in this town hall were business owners, small business owners, and teachers and students and people who didn't have jobs. So that's what they want to know. And here's what one woman had to say. This is what one woman had to say about the president.
I've been told that I voted for a man who said he was going to change things in a meaningful way for the middle class. I'm one of those people, and I'm waiting, sir.
All right, what's the other part of that is the woman said she was the chief financial officer for a veterans service organization, and she also said, I'm exhausted of defending you. Boy, is that not a telling phrase. And she talked about how hard it's been on her and her family and saying, I'm disappointed where we are right now, where we are. Is this the new reality? And the president said, look, my goal isn't to convince you that everything is where it ought to be. Things aren't moving in the right direction. And that's the problem. Then there was, this was great, actually, because it was a mega dose of reality. There was a law school graduate who said he couldn't find a job and couldn't even make interest payments on his student loans. So he tried to grab that proverbial brass ring, and he goes to law school, so you can imagine how much money he spent there. Can't make the payments on the loans. And he said he was inspired by the campaign, but the inspiration is dying away. And see, this is what's happening. This is a sure sign that if the Republicans had their act together in 2012 and nothing changes with the economy, it could be a lot tighter than some Democrats would like in the next presidential election. And I don't know, will Obama run again? He hasn't said that. I mean, there's no rule. Even though Bush did it twice and Clinton got in there twice, so he would be the one if he stepped away. I can't imagine he would. But he hinted at that in an interview maybe 6 months ago with Diane Sawyer on ABC. Like, hey, if I'm just a one-term president, he kind of threw that out there in what he was mentioning about the economy. And I thought it was some interesting insight into, well, you know, does he completely step out of this whole thing? I don't think so. I still don't believe that'll happen. And here's where the big mistake, I believe, came for Obama. I'm sorry. Tim Geithner got to go. The Treasury Secretary, for my money, really take a look at him. But I've said this all along. And look at where he came from. We have a Treasury Secretary that wasn't even paying his taxes. The rest of us are getting slammed on the head. When you're barely making enough money, you better pay your taxes. When can we set up the payment plan? You know how many people are on payment plans that didn't even make, I don't know, $45,000 last year? So you have the Treasury Secretary, who should have been pink-slipped a long time ago. And then you could throw in Lawrence Summers, too, the Chief Economic Advisor. But especially Geithner. To me, you have to have somebody different in that role. I think constantly he has done nothing but try to skirt around his buddies on Wall Street and not attack the problem. He's ultimately, what I hate the most about Washington, he's part of that reaction crowd, not the action crowd. You know, you give somebody some slack when they first jump into a job because you can't expect them, even if they're great. I mean, even if they've got connections and they've got ways to move things and they are a straight shooter and, you know, have everything up and down the line of pros and maybe just a few cons, nobody's going to jump into a job right away and flip things around. But see, now, and that's why people are standing up and they're saying exactly what they think to the president. I'm tired of defending you. What about me? I've heard about this dream and, geez, look, I can't even pay the interest on my loans. And that's where the Republicans are either going to jump in and take advantage, and especially in these midterm elections, or they're not. They're going to bungle it. It's just a question of, I think, paying off on the campaigns in the next 6 weeks for some of those who are running. And if anything, maybe some Republicans would be replaced on the Hill as well, because you've got all the House seats up and you certainly have 37 key Senate spots up too that could easily flip. And I said the numbers again, and I'll keep repeating them. 10 Senate seats swinging in a different direction. 40 swinging in a different direction as far as that the House is concerned. And in the end, maybe that's not enough. Maybe not. All right, this is all too familiar as I jump away from the economy for a second and talk about, unfortunately, when I wake up, it seems like when I wake up, I'd rather have for 5 minutes the no news is good news. Just let me read the comics in the sports section for a few minutes. But it never happens because there's always some text message from somebody just making sure I knew that, oh, yeah, there were two people who were shot at a grocery store on a West Texas Army post in El Paso, Texas. I used to, for a brief period of time, work as a reporter at a television station, KTSM, in El Paso. And the big base there is Fort Bliss. And a 60-year-old guy was shot and killed by security guards. But this was after shooting two women at a convenience store right there at the shopping center. So they ordered him to put down the weapon. He refused to, got in the car. When we got in the car, the guards took him out. And here we go again. The motive for the shooting, unclear. And still there's a lot we don't know about that afternoon takedown. They're investigating it. They're looking at what the connection was. But, another shooting on a military base. I mean, the Fort Hood thing was huge. I mean, giant for so many reasons. But anytime somebody is killed on a base, I think it's a big deal. Think of all the bases we have. I mean, the bases aren't safe? I mean, yes, it's like a microcosm of society, and it'd be foolish to think that you could 100% guarantee safety across the board. But I can remember going to Fort Bliss. I can remember going to Fort Hood and how many questions they asked at the gate. You came in with a news crew. So it was obvious you had permission that you were going there to do a story or whatever. But, boy, you got grilled right and left with questions. So what's going on? I mean, it used to be pretty unusual. But, I'm trying to think, when I covered any of these bases, even Lompoc, the Air Force base there, I would say the biggest thing is some nut would try to go through the gate and crack the fence or something. You know, the arm that goes down. I think that happened one time, and this might have actually been Sandia in Albuquerque. And that was big news. But never these shootings. So is this another murder-suicide deal? Would maybe the shooter had no affiliation with the military or whatever, and it's just a surrounding thing? But the statistics are frightening, I think. How many of you have sons and nephews or daughters or cousins or whatever? They're on the base. The base is supposed to be like that safe haven. Geez, we're getting ready to ship you out, and you're here on the base for however long, or you're coming back, and you're living on the base, or you're operating something on the base, so you live with your family on the base. I don't get it. And there's not a lot of details on this one, but certainly they'll emerge sooner, as soon as the investigation's over with. But it's, what's up with this? What's going on with the security on the bases? It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, what does that tell you when we talk about how safe we are? Oh, it's obviously a problem. Problem at Fort Bliss, a problem at Fort Hood and others around this country. And maybe it's time that people in the military were able to carry sidearms, too. 800-259-5791 if you want to chime in. But we got We Can Count coming up around the bend.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse. 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
Time for this hour's version of We Can Count. All right, check it out. You want to get hot over what people are making? Yeah, look, we live in a capitalistic society, and I say that you should be able to earn whatever you can earn. Although, when the people that represent you, really, they're trying to skirt around the numbers. And we know about Senator John Kerry at $188 million. That's the net worth. It's their minimum net worth, by the way. So it means that it could be a little bit higher than that. But of the wealthiest 50 in Congress, 27 are Democrats, 23 are Republicans. So that means basically, crunch the numbers, Dems are 54% of that group. They make up 59% of Congress overall, so they've got more bucks. How about this name? How about Congresswoman Jane Harman? California, $153 million. Jay Rockefeller, the name, it's a given, right? He's a Dem, we know that. From West Virginia, $82 million. How about some of the Republicans? Daryl Issa. I actually like Congressman Issa. He's worth $160 million, so he's up there. Senator Mark Warner is pulling in 70 cool big ones, millions. Also, Senator Frank Lautenberg, Democrat, from New Jersey, $50 million. Feinstein, we know that she's in the neighborhood of $46 million. And I don't think that's a surprise to anyone familiar with her. But it's crazy. So you've got this federal debt burden, you know, about 60% of the GDP, and you've got House and Senate folks who are managing their personal finances much better than the country's. Maybe they need to let everybody in on a little secret. And you know, some of that is accumulated wealth and some of those family businesses, but still, they've got to be doing something right to have accumulated the amounts that they are. But when it comes to what's happening to the American people and what's going on with the lending and the bailouts and the ownership, you know, we've had enough of that. I think the consumer move to have Elizabeth Warren head up that group is good, because to me, and I don't know, her ideology might swing Democratic, but I don't think she fears either the Democrats or the Republicans, and because she wants to play it straight, it doesn't matter. I mean, if she'll call a foul on whoever it is, and she may actually infuriate a lot of people. I'm in some ways surprised, because there were a lot of people that didn't want to see her get that job. I'm surprised that she snagged it, but good for her, because she's definitely not establishment. I'd be stunned if she was, but from everything that I've heard, and we're trying to get her on the show, she's absolutely not. All right, Big Brother is watching you if you're in New York City. Oh, I love New York City. And I go here many times when I go back home, Grand Central Terminal, Times Square, Penn Station, all the people that come in on the trains. A lot of you listening to me in Connecticut, you know what I'm talking about, or Jersey. So they're going to have 500 video cameras. And the New York City police extending that wandering eye into the major subway stations. The mayor was very pleased to announce that, saying that they're going to be installed and by the folks at MTA. They're the people who operate the subways, and it'll cover lower and midtown Manhattan. And how much is it going to cost? It's Homeland Security money. So that's really you and me. $200 million. $200 million. The city already has over 1,100 public and private cameras, and so now probably they're going to try to eventually have, what I heard was somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,000. Woo! But the police commissioner says, look, what do you want from us? We've got this worldwide show here, baby. It's called New York City, and terrorists are targeting our mass transit system, and that's how they would get maximum casualties. So we think it gives us the best coverage, and we don't care about he didn't say we don't care about the whole Big Brother thing, but they shrug off the idea of, do we have to have that many cameras? And there, I mean, this is the kind of cameras where we're talking license plate readers and radiation detector sensor types, right? So the city's network can get feeds, too, from about 10,000 cameras. It's a lot of numbers. And the New York City Civil Liberties Union, they're saying that, you know, this increase in all these cameras doesn't particularly safeguard our privacy. And this is without any real evidence that video surveillance is going to prevent terrorism. So that's the question. Will all those cameras prevent terrorism? If somebody wants to blow up a subway car and they walk on casually with a backpack or something else that they take on with them, and they leave it and they hide it well enough, or it's just rigged to go off pretty fast, what is a camera going to do to get someone there quickly enough? If you think of the bomb squad, which they do a fine job, I don't know how anyone does that job for a living, honestly. If you're listening to me and you're in a bomb squad, you'll be totally anonymous to us. Call us, and I don't know how you do it. You are a brave person. And I'd love to know what you do in your off hours to come down off of that rush of adrenaline. But even the best man on the bomb squad, the best of the team, you call them in. I mean, you're talking about time. It's all about maximum time, getting to the scene as fast as possible. So packages that are left there, people loitering around, I guess I could see that. And if someone looks suspicious and they're loitering around, but of course we don't profile, if that's happening and then they're stopped and questioned, that would be one thing. But the object that's there, how quickly can you actually get to the object? So, okay, so all these new eyes, I mean, they have a point, all these new eyes, but how much safer will you be with all of those cameras? Because will it prevent something from happening? And the answer is, of course not. There's no way to 100% across the board guarantee that. All right, we can guarantee you this. Gold is a major hit, baby. As much as people try to sink the idea that gold is something you want to invest in, I say this all the time, but boy, you think back to what gold was 3 or 4 years ago. Even if you could only scrape together a little bit of money, you still would have made a whole lot if you hung on to it. Gold hits another record high. This is 4 days in a row. 4 days in a row. And what it does show is that people are pessimistic about what's going on because they see the unemployment numbers. Look at Obama goes to the town hall and people that voted for him are sad and they say, listen, I'm exhausted of defending you and what's going on with the economy and whatever. So job security, the sentiment is bleak in a lot of cases. And what's going to happen with the interest rates? I mean, the interest rates are pretty low as the economy is struggling. But for what? It doesn't matter. Gold, a spot gold rose at 0.3%. So what does that mean for an ounce? 1,280.20 an ounce. Whew. You know, I thought by the end of the year we'd be looking at 2,000. I don't know if it hits 2,000, but certainly there's a good chance it could hit 1,500. And I think that confidence in the global economy is definitely fledgling too. The low interest rates, the weaker dollar, that's a good foundation for gold, and that's why you're seeing those kind of prices. Silver actually too has risen. In the last 5 weeks, it's been up almost 20%. That's a high, high, high number. In fact, that's been one of the highest numbers we've seen, like 17% in almost 30 years. And silver is another one of those alternatives, too. Maybe people have gold and silver, or maybe a combination of both of them, you know, whatever it is. But either way, it shows you when you see those numbers shoot up the way they're shooting up. Somebody's doing something right when they were smart enough to grab some a couple of years ago. All right, if you're able to, go to your computer and type out a note to me about anything on the show that you want to sound off on, you want to vent. If you have some good suggestions, feel free to do it. AmericaTonight.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!